Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 15th of May, recording at 9:53 p.m., and that's British summer time, and a very cold British summer time it is, as I have mentioned in the last couple of days. Now, interesting action, some overheating evident here in stock markets. First, let's take the Asian markets. Japan, well, my goodness, this is becoming predictably monotonous, isn't it? Which tells you that it's getting overextended in the short term. We had the Nikkei 225 jump over the psychological 15,000 level. Now, I did mention that as a potential region for a pause yesterday. And we also saw today, which is interesting, well, the topics, and particularly the Nikkei was up 2.29%, but the second section, TSE2, actually had a, excuse me, actually had a small downward dynamic. Now, we often use TSE2 as a lead indicator. It'll give a short-term time lead. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if Japan didn't go into another one of its probably small consolidations. But elsewhere, strength in the Asian markets. China was higher. Good gains, and also in Taiwan. India was very strong. I mean, this was quite interesting because we had a downward dynamic on Monday, and crucially, it did not get follow through yesterday. You might remember I said that if it did get follow through, it would indicate a top of at least medium term significance, but it didn't. It was had a very small rise yesterday and a quiet day, but just rocketed ahead here today on hopes of further interest rate cuts as their inflation figures drop and up 2.5%. And in the Philippines, we also saw 1% gain as well. And again, most of these markets were up. The ones that were down were Australia down very slightly, and same with Malaysia. Now, in Europe, again, gains across the boards, and the biggest one looks like Spain, that's up 1.27%, but the Italian market up over 1%, Swiss market up 1.5%, so strong gains across the boards. The UK up a modest 0.11%, partly because it's got those big miners in the index, and that was an area of softness. And the US carved out another day to the upside. It then gave up most of it, but then firmed again towards the close. We've got gains in the 0.25% range on the US indices. Small decline in Canada and Mexico. Again, it's resources producers. Brazil is as well, but managed 0.5% gain here. Government bonds, quiet day, slightly firmer, interestingly, for the U.S. futures. Softer elsewhere. Now, nothing, that's not a big story, though. U.S. dollar, firm here overall, and the yen remains weak. Those are the main stories in the currency markets right now. The China renminbi has been really quite firm overall, but almost certainly got to the end of its flexibility range. In other words, they widened the band on how far it could move up or down, and it had moved up, I think, quite close to the limit, if not to the limit. Recently, in other areas here, Well, I'm going to go back and talk about these stock markets a little bit more, and then move on to commodities. But excuse me for jumping around a wee bit, but I think this is an important point. What we notice is that there's a certain amount of euphoria coming into Wall Street right now, and that's taken some other stock markets with it. And have a look at some of the shares that Owen has covered here today, because it's really interesting, and he's drawn them from quite a wide range, but a number of shares have just seen straight vertical rises. Now, the main sector that has seen that is the again consumer demand areas, and the autonomies had led a number of those gains. But also we've seen things like U.S. utilities, because of their high yields, had just gone vertical. Some of the Japanese shares, again, they were awfully oversold to begin with. But there's one called Gung Ho, a gaming share, Japanese gaming shares, just had an astronomical rise in the last few months. So. This is, dare I say it, a little bit bubbly in here, and I don't think that the Fed will wanting to well, the Fed will definitely not want to be fueling a stock market bubble conditions. Wall Street is a little more overextended relative to its MA, so there are an awful lot of overbought readings. And some of the investor sentiment indicators are now close to indicating a sell signal. So I think that this surge that we are seeing this month is unsustainable beyond the short term, is the way that's the way I will describe that. And I think if you've got anything that's done just awfully well, how do you know it's done awfully well? Well, you're really surprised at how well it's done. That might not be a bad idea to put in some tight stops on positions that have really, really run well in here. And it's not a time to be leveraging up and or looking for excuses as to why the rally will go on indefinitely, as people always do when things are becoming a little bit too hot. Okay, in commodity markets, these industrial commodities remain weak. Now that really ranges from, well, crude oil retraced it actually. The WTI crude oil, when I looked at it, was down close to 92, and I've just glanced at it on the screen here, and it's at 94.39, so that's actually up a fraction here, 18 cents, but so that's bounced after a sell-off. I'll just check some of these others. Because the mines were quite weak, and I beg your pardon, the industrial metals were quite weak, and they have stayed weak, but oil's bounced in here, and that includes the Brent, which got down to 101.20, but closed here tonight at 103.70. And that's still well below its highs for Brent. Mostly declines, say, in these commodities, though, and particularly the industrial sector. Now, precious metals also. Silver and gold in here again today. Now, gold. Is currently trading after hours, currently down $32.40, and that's taken it back to 1393, so back below that $1,400 level. And Silver, this might be a new reaction low on this order. Not quite. It's very close to it. That was 22.53. That's down 84 cents. The palladium was virtually unchanged, up a tiny fraction, down about 11 on platinum. So precious metals, particularly miners, are very out of favor here right now, but the miners happen to be just about the cheapest sector of stock markets right now. The single figure multiples and the good ones have quite decent decent yields, and they are a cyclical sector, of course. But my main message here today is that I don't like the overextension extensions and the spikes that we're getting on an increasing number of shares, and that tells us that the stock market's getting frothy. So I'll repeat the most important point on that is that these rates of advance are not sustainable beyond the near term. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.